This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it was election night. It was November 8th, 2016. We are now through the storm. And it is November 9th on this Wednesday worldwide broadcast. We are seeing horrible sore losers. We are seeing Hillary not give her concession last night. We clearly saw massive election fraud in places like California, where we're told Mitt Romney got more votes than Trump. We are seeing the total weaponization of the media to the next level with total racial division and the media inflicting psychological wounds on the inheritors of America. Whether they be Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter. And it just shows us that our work's just begun. Yes, this is incredibly positive. Trump has been given the trifecta. The Republicans have the House. The Republicans have the Senate. The Republicans have the White House. And now they will have the Supreme Court. That said, if folks will just listen to me, because I live this, I know this, we're going to lay out the enemy's attack plan and how we're going to counter them. But you're witnessing Providence. The globalists are in terror. But the enemy is going to strike back. And now is the time to realize the Republican Party leadership, Paul Ryan, all of them must go. We cannot make a deal with them and now play nice in politics. Trump has to know the media, the Democrats, and the Republican Party are going to come after him even more. We have to get behind him. We have to pray for him. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to remove the criminals at the top of the Justice Department, the FBI, Congress. We have to dig them out, not in a vindictive way. These are shameful people. CNN, MSNBC, all of it is already a husk. They must fall completely. There needs to be prosecutions for racketeering via the emails, organized crime between the media and the White House and Hillary. The crime's all there. Fraud, colluding, bid rigging, influence peddling. I mean, you name it, the entire book they've committed over and over again. Because they're not going to stop. This would be like World War II and just kicking the Nazis out of France and out of Russia. They were months away from atomic weapons. They would have had a nuclear war, an atomic war. You cannot leave them there. We have to go into Berlin and dig them out of their goddamn holes. And excuse me, I don't use the Lord's name in vain. I mean, they are GD devils. And I love God, and I just want to say this. I want to thank Jesus Christ for this providence, and I want to thank God Almighty, the Father, the Holy Spirit, Christ. I want to thank the Trinity for the second chance we've been given. But if we do not repent and seek God's face, and if we don't deliver on real jobs and real prosperity and real love and show everybody what real Western Christian values are, the enemy that poses like they're that is going to end up winning. They have inflicted such wickedness and such hate and such race-baiting garbage into these desperate women and others that are absolutely scared to death because they're not being fulfilled, so they think doubling down on the state will bring them there. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and briefly speak to Paul Watson. I'm going to lay out the numbers and what we're facing and how the globalists are planning to counter us. straight ahead on the other side of this break. But this is Defense Ship One in the battle for not just the Republic.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
We got you in a stranglehold, globalist.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to have a little victory lap. I'm about to go to Paul Watson, lay out what we're facing. The good, the bad, and the ugly. This is historic. Donald Trump is 1776 reborn. We are living it. Obviously, the Trump revolution is powered by you, the InfoWar. You are recognized as the front lines. But can we replay that? Because I want to play a little bit of Stranglehold here, because this is, you know, some of the music we play around here to get our game face on. Can we cue that back up and play that? We are living in an extremely historic time, to say the least. Everybody knows that. The enemy has always known that the information we cover is historical and is basically a rediscovery of what humans are. The enemy wants to keep us in an artificial system of total control. Now, it's not a power trip. Trump's people listen to me.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
You listen.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And most people are lazy in politics. Most people don't actually try to go research how things work. And their whole system is based on you not knowing how it works. We're here exposing the rabbit tricks. Like a book you go buy that tells you how they do all those magic tricks. And you know it's not real. We don't want a system based on magic tricks, based on sorcery, based on the public in a trance. We don't want a system based on delusion. We want a system based on true renaissance. And in the fight for human liberty and the future of the species, the victory last night is one of the greatest in the entire compendium of our human journey. The globalists have not realized that we were asleep because they were strangling us. They thought they'd beaten us. They thought we were conscious of what they were doing in their own delusion. Now, they begin to realize that they don't have us in a stranglehold. We've got them in the stranglehold. And we cannot let go until the light goes out of their eyes. We're going to Paul Watson here to get his take on this after working, I know, for 20-plus hours, 30 hours or more without sleeping. But I thought we'd have the Motor City Madman bring us in here. We have a lot of guests, obviously, coming on today. We have Trump's victory speech. We have analysis of Hillary. But most importantly, let me give you the big news. Because all of this is key. And again, I don't say this to be arrogant. I say this because if we don't do these things, we're going to lose. And it just makes me love this republic and love this world and love the good people of it more, that providence has come again. Lightning has struck the same place again. Everything the founders of this country stood for, their incredible honor and courage and will and vision, is our inheritance, no matter what color you are or where you came from, if you embrace it. And that's why the enemy wants to pull it down, because they cannot compete with that renaissance that came through Europe, came through the English Isles, and came into our republic. They want to kill it because it is the renaissance. It is competition. It is free will. It is open, true, free societies. Why do you think George Soros calls his group the open society? Because it's the opposite of an open society. Everything they tell you is the opposite of what they're doing. They say they're liberal because they're the opposite. They scramble everything. So here's the bottom line. I'm going to lay it out today. They're going to scorched earth in the next 2.5 months they have left. You think opening the borders and bringing people in with cholera and TB and even wet leprosy is bad? They are going to gut everything. They are going to be giving our secrets to the Chinese at a over-the-top rate. They're not going to slowly sell them now. It's going to be wholesale everything. They're going to, just like the UN troops in Haiti, just crapped in the $20 million water supply system just for fun, just to watch the kids die. You go, why do they do it? It's a ritual. It's a spirit. They don't have to organize it. It's the mystery the Bible talks about of evil. It's a broadcast. It's a wavelength they're tuned into. And they want to crap on this country. They want to crap on you because they know that even though you're beaten down, even though we've been dumbed down, even though we've been scrambled and turned against each other, there is a spirit of liberty there that they must extinguish at all costs. And if you want to know why we can stand up against the globalists, it's because we have the spirit. And it's the true Christian spirit. And this is all thanks to people praying what you're witnessing. And Trump had better deliver. But they are going to scorched earth. That's why I'm not here celebrating, because we just won a major battle. Now we have to cherish the republic and God and everything that we have been given that much more. That's why I get tears in my eyes. I used to get them once a year. Now I get them every 5 minutes, because the energy level is so high. The strength is so high. The spirit of good is coming back into the world. They've taken over the churches via the World Council of Churches. We're going to Watson. Admittedly, to teach you it's the end of the world, to teach you we've got to fail, to teach you that everything's going to go bad, that evil runs the show, to steal your birthright from you and to make you think you already lost. They didn't teach this in the churches until 100 years ago, folks. That's the defeatism. That's the Antichrist spirit. We can turn this around any time, just like Jonah in Nineveh. We have to submit to the evil for it to win. And amazing things are happening. So how are they going to counterstrike? What are they going to do in the last 2.5 months? How are the Republican Party going to try to sabotage him? Because he doesn't really have the trifecta yet. He has the House, has the Senate, about to get the Supreme Court, but they're going to sabotage Trump. They're going to try to kill him now. You can guarantee that Donald Trump now has to say, I've got to go govern and get ready and work behind the scenes and have the light on, you know, till midnight every night, because when he goes out in public, they're going to try to kill him. You can just absolutely guarantee that Trump needs to get his people in place first before he keeps risking his life with the whole daredevil stunt, which he did, because they tried to kill him politically, but they're going to try to kill Trump. They're going to try to further gut the country. They're going to try to torture us like they've done the UK, threatening everybody, you can't leave the EU or we'll destroy your economy. You saw that in the stock market overnight. Then Trump came out and spoke and boosted it back up. This is a total war, people. So we're in the middle of a full-out war. If we were in a naval battle, let's use another World War II allegory. I hate to pick on the Germans. I mean, I'm part German myself, great folks. Point is, let's say you got the Bismarck out there and you got the Royal Oak and the rest of them and trying to shoot its rudder off. We have just blown up the Bismarck. But there's 8 or 9 other battleships over there, and we got to get, oh, we just blew the Bismarck up. We're under attack right now. We have to sink every freaking one of their ships. You understand that? This is an information war. We have to press the attack now like we're losing. Because if you don't have that press attack, you will lose the initiative and inertia. America, it was bleeding to death and on its deathbed. It now has a chance, is pale, but is trying to get to some soup. So we're not even close to out of this. But if you have the desperation and you pray and you take action, and you have honor and strength and speak out to others. We're truthful. We're loving. We're good. It's clear. We're not race-baiting horrible demons like these people. Then we can defeat them. And it's happening now. Now, Paul Watson, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to skip this break. I'm going to let you go in a few minutes. You know, I've got a lot of articles to write. A lot's happened. I've kind of thrown that out. I'm going to cover the waterfront here. But we see the sore losers. We see how nasty they are. I understand Trump needed to be conciliatory so the stock market wouldn't completely plunge. But I really think he needs to just press the point that we're going to have to get rid of Paul Ryan. We're going to have to get rid of all the neocons, the rhinos, all of them. Not just because it's the right thing to do, and they're part of this corrupt power structure, but they're not going to ever make a deal with Trump because they were picked of old because they were compromised. They're scum. And so do you agree with me on that statement?
Yeah, completely, Alex. That's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to stuff his cabinet with people like Paul Ryan, neocons, never Trump people. That's the attack plan that they're going to try and carry forth. And the other angle is, you know, after Brexit, which I said immediately after, yes, enjoy it, celebrate it, but watch out because they're going to try and derail it. They're going to try and dilute it. That's exactly what happened. They took it to the High Court. Now they're trying to water it down. Some people are trying to get it not passed altogether. They're going to try and hamstring Trump. These riots are going to happen. They're already happening last night because, you know, tolerant liberals are so peaceful. They're out rioting. Those riots, that unrest is going to be blamed again on Donald Trump. So you're going to have a series of negative things. Every single negative thing that happens between now and January will be blamed on Donald Trump. That's their next plan of attack. You outlined it in the video, which is on Drudge Report. They're going to say anything that goes wrong in the economy, despite the fact that it was going to happen anyway, is the fault of Donald Trump. So before he even takes office, he's going to have his hands tied behind his back, and that is the battle going forward for us.
Please continue, Watson.
Yeah, well, the article's up on InfoWars. Basically, there were riots in Portland. There were riots in Oakland. And they're all over Twitter. The death threats against Donald Trump, as he said, have gone through the roof. They're soaring. Somebody, some crazy person who the DNC pays to start violence at Donald Trump rallies, we know that that was exposed, they're going to try and take a pot shot at Donald Trump. We've warned about this all along. It happened. Somebody tried to assassinate Trump at one of his rallies, and now the intensity of that hatred, while they accuse us of being hateful bigots, the intensity of their hatred has been turned up to 11. You're going to see more shenanigans between now and January, and people need to be aware of that.
Continue.
The other aspect, which I was talking about earlier, Alex, is, you know, the media for months has said, oh, this is about a demagogue, this is about one man. It's never been about one man. You saw with Brexit. Brexit wasn't about Boris Johnson. Brexit wasn't about Nigel Farage. It was about a movement. This is about a movement. It's not about a demagogue. It's not about Donald Trump. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, somebody else would have been there at the right place at the right time, because now is the time when this movement is happening across the West. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in France. It's happening in all these other countries. And again, the thing with Trump is it's not about the Republican Party. It's about a movement. It's about reinvigorating the American dream. It's about ultimately saving Western civilization. That was the red line in the sand. Thankfully, we've been spared for a short time longer. And now they're going to try and throw all hell to hamstring him, to tie his hands behind his back before he even gets into the Oval Office. You saw that Hillary speech earlier. You probably caught the end of it. People are all over Twitter saying, oh, how gracious she was. How kind. She literally had this demon, angry, crazed look etched into her face. Sick Bill Clinton was stood behind her, chewing on his tongue again. And she, you know, praised Donald Trump at the start, said, yes, you've won. Well done.
That and then she it. Did her criminal tell. She said, we need to have peaceful transfer of power and not have any violence. That means they're activating it all right now.
Oh, yeah, that shows that she's aware of the fact that these riots are already happening within hours. They didn't even get time to properly organize them. They were burning American flags. They were setting dumpsters on fire. People were injured just a few hours after the vote closed, before we knew the results. So people are all over Twitter. You can go on and search Trump riot, all over Twitter right now, organizing these riots. And again, the media will blame Donald Trump for these riots by Hillary Clinton bedwetting, whining, toys out of the pram throwing Hillary Clinton supporters who are planning this civil unrest right now. And again, all over Twitter today, oh, this is a win for bigotry. This is a win for hatred. The hashtag is trending, not my president. When these are the most hateful, intolerant, bigoted people imaginable, they're throwing out death threats, not just against Trump, but against Trump supporters. They've been to his rallies to cause this violence. They're causing it once again. These are the intolerant, regressive bigots
and
that we're
Trump
trying to consign
is, Trump
to the ashes
is,
of history.
Absolutely. We go out in Austin, and they'll have people run over and scream, Trump hates LGBT. He wants to send blacks back to Africa. And it's mainly white women. And they begin shrieking and crying and freaking out. And they're literally like in this big pity party mental illness that isn't even real. All Donald Trump wants is to secure the borders and get rid of taxes for people that make $40,000 a year or less and turbocharge the economy and just bring back Americana. Instead, we have all these globalist criminals that have hijacked the nation. They control the economy. They've got all these dumbass minions who have no idea that they're basically plantation slaves. I don't care what color they are. It is really something to behold, Paul.
And then you've got their mouthpieces in the media like Van Jones, and I played the clip earlier. He got up on CNN. He said Donald Trump won because there are a lot of racists and bigots who voted for him. He called it a white lash, as in a racist backlash against
President
Obama.
Which again says you can't have guns, you can't have low taxes if you have brown skin. It's literally telling all these people you can't have the American dream that's 1,000 times better than North Korea or Venezuela. And it's so condescending when we know record numbers of blacks voted for Trump, record numbers of Hispanics, record numbers of the Republican primaries as well. But again, he makes it racial. And here's the good news. People are seeing through it. And that's the number one thing I want to say. I don't care if you're a wealthy, you know, black family that owns a business and you end up seeing usually they hire mainly black folks. Okay, I get it. They need jobs. But you need to hire some white folks, especially with all this stuff going on in the world. There's a lot of poor white people, despite what Bernie Sanders says. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. Literal quote. But if you are a business person, they've created political correctness to make us all feel uncomfortable around each other. We have to not do the fake PR, PC garbage. We have to really go out and find everybody and be inclusive, because there's great folks of every, you know, color. Bring them in and actually everybody have a real culture and a real society. You go into leftist compounds, it's almost all white people. They're very racist. They're very paranoid. They're scared of everything. They're basically OCD latchkey kids, okay, that are in their own delusional world. And then we have liberal media come here, and they go, my God, it's like half the folks here aren't white. It's like, yeah, that's because we just hire folks that do a good job. And so, again, they are everything they say we are. But now, as Trump has said, we have to double down. We have to support not fake affirmative action that's race-based. But we have to support Trump and his ideas for tax incentives for inner cities and tax cuts specifically, because that's people's own money. It's not taking somebody else's money and giving it to them. It's letting folks that have been put at a disadvantage have an advantage of keeping more of their own money. We have to be the real liberals. I think Paul Scott cut out. I wanted him to have a final comment so maybe reconnect with him. But there's so many points to go over, so many angles. I want to thank the audience, though, and we should have some celebration. Just my head spinning. There's so many angles to this, and obviously I'm exhausted. About 3 hours sleep last night. We are on the cusp of history. We're at the crossroads. We have begun to go down the right road. The enemy is going to try to pull us back with everything they've got. And that's why I'm focused now on the next level of the war completely, because right now we've got the giant audience. Right now we've got five times what regularly tune in. Okay. Obama now comes out and says, we're now all rooting for Trump's success. This is going to be the good cop, bad cop deal. Start the riots, turn up all the race baiting, you know, times 1,000, but then have the conciliatory Trump olive branch that if you do what we say now, Trump, you put a bunch of globalists in your cabinet and you submit to the New World Order and you let the rhino Republicans, you know, run things, then we might leave you alone. So, sell out. And so they're offering that, knowing he won't take it, but to look like they tried to give him a chance from one perspective. So Obama's now speaking, good cop, bad cop, saying we should all root for Trump's success, which means they're definitely going to activate Black Lives Matter and groups to kill cops and burn stuff down. So I'm telling you, they have to look like they push for freedom. They're the folks that want everybody to come together. Meanwhile, they're activating their operations right now, Paul.
No, I mean, that's the point. And going back to the Van Jones thing, he got up and said that basically it was a white lash. It was a racist backlash against Obama because they hate Obama because he's black. These people in Ohio, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, they voted for Obama in 2008 and in 2012. How can you claim that Trump support is all racist people who hate Obama because he's black when those very same people in those states voted for Obama? I mean, it's just a completely debunked argument at this point. Then you've got the other angle, which is, of course, Michael Moore. He was the only leftist who had the smarts for a second to look in the mirror and realize that these people in Michigan and Wisconsin were voting on the fact that globalism has destroyed their livelihoods completely. Nothing whatsoever to do with race. It's to do with NAFTA. It's to do with the factory shutting down. It's to do with their jobs being shipped abroad. That's why Donald Trump won those states. It has nothing whatsoever to do with racism.
Paul, predictions.
Predictions going forward. They're already organizing riots tonight. It's going to be a very unstable time. Again, as I said, right after Brexit, and this still holds. I'm going to have to get back on the Brexit argument next week because they're trying to derail and dilute that. You have to push this forward. Paul Ryan's got no place in the future Trump administration. Again, you have to prevent him from stuffing his cabinet with neocons. And basically, Trump is not a demagogue. He's about a movement. He's a symbol of a movement. We're not investing everything into Trump, but we're going to hold his feet to the fire. Notice the reaction of Trump supporters compared to Obama supporters in 2008. They were all glazed-eyed, you know, cult-like, adoring their New Deal leader. Trump supporters are excited. They're happy. They're partying. But they know that this is just the beginning of the mission to save America, to save Western civilization.
I totally agree. Let me just say this, Paul. You've been working with me for 15-plus years. I guess you were about 18 when you came to InfoWars. And I salute your work, your tireless dedication, and it is a true honor to be associated with you and in this one life we have. And you're a real friend and a brother. And I love you, Paul.
I love you too, Alex. And it's been an absolutely crazy journey. And the madman has done it, but again, it's only the beginning. And who knew that the horribly discredited InfoWars as association with Trump. Oh, the media, CNN said that's inevitably going to drag him down, right? He's going to lose. Well, look what happened.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Like the ones you work for, get these cheap polls that they can keep making news on. Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
Thank you very much, everybody. Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated. Thank you very much. I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that.
Way too gracious, to be honest with you.
Now it's time
He did that to help the country.
America, divine the wounds of division. Have to get together.
Go ahead and fade it down. We're going to play more of this coming up in a moment. But I wanted to come in with this because right here is key. Trump is so straightforward. That's his secret. That this is him being conciliatory and offering an olive branch. They're not going to back down. They hate you. They've committed crimes. I understand that they're threatening all sorts of stuff behind the scenes. They will wreck the economy even further. They're going to do it anyways, and they're going to kill you, Trump. You must press. You must have them indicted. They must be put in prison. This is not going to hurt the confidence of the country. What's going to hurt the confidence of the country is if they're not prosecuted. And Paul Ryan needs to be investigated. I'm not here risking my life to lose this. And so everybody is in euphoria right now. Paul brought up InfoWars. I'm not going to sit here and give us credit. Everybody knows that we're at the heart of the resistance. You are the heart of the resistance. My perspective on the world and how it works is as close as you're going to get to reality. We all see through rose-colored darklies, as the Bible says, but I can see for miles and miles. And I'm going to just stop right there because it's not about bragging. People need to know. They need to understand that. The enemy knows. Make no mistake. And Trump is a very smart man. Probably smarter than I am. He has great instincts at many levels. But the same thing that makes him great, wanting prosperity and wanting people to get ahead and wanting to have a strong nation, the basic hospitality of Trump can be used against him if his advisors play the same politics that have gotten our country to this point. Trump is where he is because he broke with the orthodoxy and did the honorable thing and faced the globalists down at high noon. And we stood with him. There is no choice about this. There's no arguing about this. Trump must begin pushing for the prosecution of Hillary and all the rest of them. He said he would do it. They're never going to forgive him. I understand, like, sending Napoleon away to the island of Alba or whatever so he'd stop fighting. Napoleon Bonaparte was a million times more honorable than Hillary Clinton. And, by the way, you notice he came back and broke his pledge. And he had a whole other giant war and millions of dead. And finally he was defeated at Waterloo. Lord Nelson had to die in the war. All because they let him out of the cage again. Folks, we can't really put these people in cages. Everybody knows that. It's like cancer. You can't leave it there. It's got to be removed. And I'm saying things here on air that obviously put me in a whole other level of danger. That's fine. It's the republic that matters because it's the launch pad for the entire future of the species as envisioned by our founders who were so tied into God, it's staggering. Their vision is what's important if we choose to take that inheritance. Hillary and the people that control her, the truly wicked forces, are not going to let us restore the republic, create prosperity, heal the racial and religious wounds, and move the Renaissance forward because it is the Renaissance itself and the Enlightenment that is being targeted by the false teachers that claim they are Enlightenment. It's all inverse. They say they're the Illuminati. They do not bring light. They bring darkness. They bring poverty. They bring pain. They bring betrayal. They come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. They go about like a lion, roaring, seeing who they may devour. You roll over. I remember I was a kid, and all I had was my instincts. And I'd be over at some neighbor kid's house. They'd be watching Friday the 13th or something, and I'd see a woman run through the woods, and they fall down and scoot on their butt. Or a guy would. I think people don't do that. People fight back, or they run even faster. When you're in trouble, you can have a lot better balance. You're going to fall over and then like back through the woods all scared. You're going to get away. But then I grew up and actually saw real things in the world. That's what people have actually been trained to do. I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg, but they actually do fall down and just go, sit there and piss on themselves. Somebody comes with a big knife. They don't go fight them. They just roll over and start pissing themselves. Men, women, you name it. We can't roll over and show our belly to Hillary now. That little rat and Soros are coming at us now. You people are all celebrating? Ladies and gentlemen, the war just begun. Make no mistake. We have the sword of destiny, truth. We have the birthright. Because our ancestors really wanted to create freedom worldwide and really wanted to end slavery and really wanted to empower women. They never attained much of it, but they opened up the whole world to it, and it's now been hijacked by people turning us against each other. They must fail. They must fall. Everyone must recognize that these are inherently conscious evil people that want to hurt you and your family. And they creep around constantly trying to get you into guilt and get you into their paradigm and get you under their control. But if you really saw them spiritually, if you saw them, they are hunchback demons. They basically look like Skeksis. And we need to understand, they're not ever going to stop trying to rip our throats out. Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Peter 5:8. That's right. Ever vigilant. Ever vigilant. Devastating victory. Huge success. I want to salute the entire crew. I want to salute John Harmon up at GCN and the rest of his folks. Ted Anderson for his long work supporting the free speech on this network. I want to thank the patriots in this nation and around the world. We got a lot of support from patriots all over the world, from continent of Africa and nations like the UK, you name it. It's just solidarity in the info war, people spreading links, people battling, recognizing this election affects the whole world. Because if the new Atlantis, if this republic that had such great opportunities and so many great successes and clearly had God's hand at the helm, could be fully captured, the whole world will fall to evil that will make the Soviet scourge look like a joke. It's a big world. It's a big system. There's a lot of people and a lot of hopes and dreams, and these people want to steal your hopes and dreams. They want to be your God. And they're every color, they're every race, they're from every region. They're evil people that resonate to this parasitic system of suppressing. And they just creep around and slime around with their scams and their crap and their evil inventions as they run to and fro, seeing what evil they can fester and invent. There's another Bible verse. They run to and fro incessantly, I'm paraphrasing it, seeing what new evils they can invent. I'm butchering the quote, but it's true. They're always like inventing new little horrible things and little scams and hurtful things and making good people feel like they've done bad things and just hopping around like little devils on our shoulders and trying to get us under their little spell. These people, I mean, look at Cain. His whole life is evil. But then you look at it, he just looks like a scumbag and a evil, little, demented, power-tripping scumbag who can't even hide his demonic energy. I don't want to think about him. want to look at Hillary anymore. She's so freaking evil. God, she's the most evil-looking person I've ever seen. My soul. When I look at Hillary on a stage, a little kid, it's like watching a video, like an African kid walking by a pond and a freaking 20-foot crocodile grabs him. And you watch it and you see the little kid. Well, there's footage of that. And it's just, oh, my God, it makes your heart go out. And I see her and I feel worse when I see her by a kid. Because spiritually, man, that is a freaking wrecking machine of evil that wants to suck that innocence out of that kid and wants to use that innocence on stage with her to sell you on believing she's innocent, because she's this horrible, loathsome, rubber-headed, just pig demon. I mean, she's just an open war machine against life, and she's just dripping over the child. Just, and you just look at their followers. I mean, black, white, it doesn't matter. They're just such zombies. Her servants are just, they all have the same pose. They're like arms just kind of hanging. It's like, like golems. They're gone, man. They want to suck the spirit out of you. They want to kill this country. They want to mount Thomas Jefferson and George Washington's grand heads in their hall. We don't want to mount your head on the wall. We don't want to look at you. We want to have you out of our plane on your plane. We want you away from us. And that's the greatest punishment for a vampire, isn't it? To be locked in a cold crypt in eternal damnation with your kind. Burning with the hate that they can't pull down any more children. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter at the windows like a thief. Yeah, that's not the quote. It's like, they run to and fro inventing new wickedness, I think is the quote. Inventing new wickedness, I think, is the accurate part. We can find it that way. But good job, crew. All right, I'm going to just stop right there. There's so many epic angles. I don't want to just sit here and talk about what happened and play clips and all the rest of this. They're not going to give us quarter. They're not going to back down. They're not going to stop. But you see how weak they are. They want you to stand down. The war has just begun. The dirty tricks are going to go into high gear. But inexorably, if we stay the course, we could enter an entire new era of strength and humanity getting to stop and get a few breaths before we face the ultimate challenge of the globalist and the AI and the positronic systems and the trance that so much of the public's going under. This big victory is only a respite to try to bind our wounds so that spiritually in the next few decades we make the right choices and have enough of a defense force so that even though this phase of humanity will probably fall for a time to AI, billions will probably die, the Bible's going to be made true, but not in the season the enemy tells you. They want you to be weakened and not prepare, because in this great singularity that's coming, it will not be their empowerment, but our empowerment, but we're going to first have to go through the fire. History repeats. And so we have to bring the spirit of love, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of strength, the spirit of fatherhood back into the world and prepare for the big battle that will be hundreds of times more dangerous and vicious than you're even now seeing. But we'll know the enemy better. We'll have greater understanding. We will be given discernment. As the enemy is given great power, you are going to be given great power. But only to those that are doing it for good, who love Christ. And I know why so many good men and women don't fight evil, because to come into the spirit of God is very humbling. To be in proximity to the spirit that is all creation, that is unfathomably amazing, is transcendent. But to the enemy, that is like nails on a chalkboard. These are people that want to grab kids out of your backyard. I'm going to skip this break. These are people that are totally turned over to the lowest forms of trash you could ever even try to imagine. As God is beautiful and endless and merciful and just beauty heaped upon blessing, heaped upon honor, they are all of those things with the opposite. So when you realize, of course they put fluoride in the water to brain damage you and dumb you down, that's what they do. That's what occultists always do, is poison the people slowly and then offer them remedies. Of course they're poisoning the food and water. Of course they're putting out GMO they know that's sterilizing us. By the time people finally wake up to how far we've fallen, this will let us break. It's all right. Let's go to break, because I want to come back and reset my mind and really just talk about where we're at right now. But if we want to win, we have to understand they've given us no quarter. They're never going to stop. And if Donald Trump and people of this nation really want to try to turn this around, they must be brought to justice.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Barry Diller is going to leave the United States. He's so angry about Trump. He doesn't even live here most of the time anyways. He lives with George Soros and that little turd Stephanopoulos. You know, we do deserve a celebration. And, again, amazing things are happening. And I'm not trying to get negative here, but Trump's a man Men come, men go. I believe he's a good man. I knew victory was coming. I told my family at Thanksgiving last year. I said, I know Trump's going to be elected president. I said he's being divinely protected. Because when I think about Trump and I go with my gut, it's just, I know he's good. And I've seen that borne out. Problem is, he's not perfect. Now, the enemy was stealing the election yesterday. A bunch of states that went for her. It was actually a landslide. Trump should have won California, should have won New York. The pollsters have all been proven completely out of their minds, total fraudsters. It's total discrediting for them. The mainstream media has been discredited. This is a tombstone in the system. The problem is they want to take us down with them. They are madder than a fire ant bed you've stirred up, and they're not going away. I just keep on announcing that. The war's not over. The war has just begun. Yes, we're winning, but think how bad it's going to be if we have these victories, and then it gets taken away from us. We have to win all the way to the end. You understand that? This isn't just about us and today and lower taxes so we have more money. This is about promoting freedom. Because if we don't promote freedom, we're going to be run by a bunch of people that crave power and who frickin' grab kids out of backyards, man. I keep telling you, these people literally kill little kids. They've been caught all over the world. They frickin' torture them to death. You got that? They launch major wars. They drink blood. Just look at them. We're going to kick their ass. Time to stand up to these people. Take the gloves off and tell them, I see you, demon. I see you. They cannot stand when people don't have fear of them. They can feel God's righteous anger rising and flowing through us. Now, that said, Trump movements, you've got to get together at your Trump events. You've got to keep taking over the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. I would start saying, you know, liberals for Trump, true liberals for Trump. We should launch T-shirts like that, conservatives for Trump, libertarians for Trump, libertarians for Americanism. In fact, I want to put some shirts out. InfoWars. 110% Americanism. The spirit of liberty, the ideas that made us so great, broadcast worldwide. Not forced. But a system so good, everyone adopts it. That's the American system. That's what the whole system was so scared of. They said in the British papers, and we can't let the American system take hold. Nothing can compete with it. Germany began to adopt it. It was even doing better than we were by the turn of the last century. They had thousands of news articles saying, we've got to stop Germany. They're taking over via free market innovation. And they did. They started World War I with them. They killed the crown prince of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. They will do a lot of things. Here's the deal. We've identified the globalists. Now, I got to say this because I want to thank everybody for their financial support, obviously. We've got specials running with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have 30 to 40% off across the store on the nutraceuticals, water filtration systems. We've extended the storable food, and a lot of folks are taking advantage of this. That's great because we need money to hopefully expand, not just stay the same. I mean, I want to go 110%, and if we can hire 4 or 5 more reporters and more writers and some more camera people and stuff, we could really not work 18 hours a day and be cross-eyed half the time, which we do some of our best work. We're totally exhausted, let's be honest. But, you know, I don't need to kill myself doing this, and neither do the rest of my crew. I've got people sleeping on the floor here last night. So, you know, the fight's on. We know it. We're committed to this freedom. And notice, liberty pays off. You support InfoWars, you notice you get results. And everybody loves a winner. And InfoWars is the personification of that, and you are the InfoWar. We love you. InfoWarsStore.com, thank you all for your support. Got a lot of great items there that everybody needs. Take advantage of free shipping and the biggest specials ever in celebration of this major victory in the war against the forces of satanic planetary vampirism. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.